Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding him in Noches Daf Samech. The Mishnah Amud Aleph introduced to us the idea of Hagosho, that the Menaches, they require Hagosho, which means this to bring them close to the Mizbeach, just to bring them near the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Shimon gives us a rule in the end of the Mishnah Amud Aleph, and he says, only things that have Kmitzo have Hagosho. So it does not have Kmitzo, does not have Hagosho. What is the idea behind Hagosho? What's this point of bringing a mincha towards the Mizbeach? And it's interesting enough that in Malachi, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mitzaref and going to purify Bnei Levi. And what they're going to be? Vayu LaHashem Megishe Mincha. The title of the Avodah is Megishe Mincha. It seems to be like some nuance in the Avodah. But you see over here, the title of the ones who can do Avodah is Megishe Mincha. What is the idea of Megishe Mincha? So, Shimshon Afar Hirsh, in Vayikra Perek Beis, on the Pasuk that refers to Hagosho, explains a little bit what's the idea of Hagosho, and he says a beautiful idea. He says, you know what Hagosho is? Hagosho is to come, one should subject himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, everything comes from you. Hagosho is the idea of Achno, of saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is yours. And he explains more. When a person does kmitzo, and he has the kmitzo in the Mizbeach, so you have the kmitzo that goes to Hashem, then you have the leftovers, the shiraim, that go to the koyanim. The koyanim enjoy it, they can eat it, they have a good time with it. We want to come and say that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kmitzo part belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the shiraim part belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. And furthermore, the fact that we have a closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does it take away from the fact that we have things that we can benefit and enjoy for ourselves? That's part of the Avodah. The Avodah is we give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kmitzo, we have part for us. All that is included in the Avodah. And the declaration to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that the Pasuk says in Divrei HaYomim, Mimcha HaKoil U'miyadcha Nasanu Loch. Everything comes for you. What we give you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we take for ourselves, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, Shushal for Hirsh, that's the idea of the Hagosho. The Hagosho is the Hachno. The Hagosho is to say, this is all yours. And you can add to this that it says, the Gabi Hagosho in the Torah, it says, Vayigash Avram, it says, Barashi, the Yigash Avram means that's the meaning of Tefillah. The Hagosho of Tefillah means that a person comes in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and is coming and subjecting himself to Hashem. That's the whole idea of Tefillah, of Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, recognizing where you are. That seems to be what Hosha Hirsch is referring to regarding Hagosha Mincha. Everything that we have is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says Hosha Hirsch, that's the reason the only, when you have Mincha that has a Kmitzo, meaning there's a Kmitzo that goes to the Mizbeach, there's a leftover that goes to us, that's when we have Hagosha. Because when you have everything going in the Mizbeach, like the Michas Koyanim, so clearly it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All goes up to Hashem. But when we have a part that goes up and a part that's left here, and I want to come and show that it's all belonging to the Gedusha, and all is b'achnot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you do Hagosha, you take the entire Mincha and bring it close to the Mizbeach. Seems to be a word nifla v'omek of the Rasha Hirsch, v'yesh od laharich b'zeh. But this may be the pshat that the Kohanim that are pure and ready to do the avoid the lasid lavoi are called Megishe Mincha b'tzdoko. Because the Ikar HaAvodah is Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. Ikar HaAvodah is to be machnia everything that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in order to be the proper Kohen, he has to be a Megish Mincha. The Ikar concept of Hagosha and Mincha is to be machnia everything we have to Hashem. Yimele, everything in the HaAvodah depends on that. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.